Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. I just discovered something fantastic in the last month through friends and colleagues and people that have just told me that I need to do a show about what we're going to do a show today. It is called Subscription Boxes. Hundreds and hundreds of goodie boxes, swag bags, whatever you want to call it. It's such a fabulous love of the goodie samples. And not just small samples. I'm talking full size. I can't believe that I got all this for this little bit of money. Now, today on the Beauty Files, I got you. I really do. We're going to talk to some of the best companies out there who have some of the best subscription boxes. Now, these services range from beauty to food. Well, you got me there. Food, yum, yum. We got your pets. You got health nuts, crafters, foodies, household enthusiasts. I mean, the list goes on. There are hundreds of these subscription boxes. And no one really, well, I guess they did. Maybe I was just in the dark or under a rock, and I didn't realize that it was this many. Well, to get you started, our first guest, she is such a delight. We've been talking. We had a little technical issue earlier, so we've been talking through that. Ai Wee Ong, she is the founder and CEO of lovewithfood.com. And later today, we're going to be joined by some more wonderful guests talking about the subscription boxes. We're joined by BarkBox, and I don't need to tell you what that's about. Ruff, ruff, yeah, that's what it's about. So without further ado, because we lost a little time because of the technical stuff, I'm joined by Ai Wee. Welcome to the Beauty Files, Ai Wee.
Hi, Juanita. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
I love everything about Love with Food.
Oh, thank you.
It just has every and anything imaginable possible for a person to love. So I'm going to get started. I'm going to put you on the busy chair here, and I'm going to find, how much is membership?
It's only $10 a month. And
oh,
how it works is we send you a box of Korean Surprise at your door every month for only $10. And every box we send, we donate a meal to feed a hungry cow in America.
Wow. Now, how did you get started with Love with Food? Maybe I should have asked that first, but how did you get started with Love with Food?
I always tell people it's midlife crisis. You know, midlife crisis, people go buy a car, a big fancy house, you know.
Right,
what
right.
What I went through was I went through a major career change. So I spent 10 years as a software engineer with big consulting companies managing a lot of financial systems. And I, along the way, over the 10 years, I lost my passion for technology. And my background is computer science, and I've always loved programming since at a very young age. But, you know, managing financial systems has taken a toll. I lost my passion, and I always loved food. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna be a chef. I'm going to quit my job and be a chef. Before I did that, I decided to go on a backpacking trip around the world. I went to 20 different countries over a year, and I got to see a lot of amazing people, ate a lot of amazing food. At the same time, I also saw a lot of people suffering from poverty. So when I came back to the U.S., before I signed up to be in a culinary school, I had lunch with a friend. She makes really great organic sauce that she sells at farmers market. And she's always in tears telling me how difficult it is to, you know, get her products onto the shelves of regular grocery stores, how to, you know, reach out directly to consumers more than just being controlled by the farmers market crowd. And she was so passionate about her food, but yet she's facing a lot of difficulty. And she's not the only one. A lot of passionate food makers actually have that distribution difficulty. And I got really angry. Being a technologist, I asked myself, why is it that technology hasn't played a part to make it easier for me as a consumer to discover great food and for food consumers to directly reach out to makers to directly reach out to consumers using technology. And then at the same time, I have another friend. She was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 33. I was really shocked. I didn't know what to say. I'm a software engineer. I'm really not good at work. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, you know, I only know how to cook. So I'll cook for you because I only know how to love with food. So coincidentally, that was how I came up with the company name. And my main motivation is to, you know, help consumers to fall in love with food at the same time. Surely I love with food because every box that we send, I want to make sure that a hungry cow benefits from that too.
Wow. So let me. Now you just gave a really good history on what happened, but how do you? I mean, with all of the foods that you get, or all the stuff that you can choose from, how do you know what to put in for, say, March box? Or I mean, I was reading something earlier that you sent me. You have Andrew Zimmerman who's going to be helping you with the April box. I mean,
yes.
How do you decide what you want to put in?
Oh, that's a good question. So the first criteria is it has to be unique. There's no point sending you a box of Chips Ahoy if you don't want, right?
Even though we do love Chips Ahoy, but yeah, I know.
Nothing fun is regular. So
but that's not unique, like you said. I mean, because you can go to your local supermarket and get Chips Ahoy. So I definitely understand what you mean.
Yeah. So the product that we curate has to be not mainstream yet. It has to be unique. Things like, you know, goat's milk caramel. Wasabi peas coated in chocolate. Things that you really don't see in supermarket. And then it has to taste good. So one of the things that we do in our office is we taste everything. So we're always eating.
Okay, see, now there is where I need to apply for the job. Because, I mean, I will be a food tester. I would say I'm going to need about another couple of bags of this to try at home because I'm not really getting the full flavor of the sample.
If you're ever in the Bay Area, feel free to come visit our office. We are covered in food. And then the third criteria is we look at the ingredients. It has to be ingredients we can pronounce. There shouldn't be any artificial flavoring. There shouldn't be high fructose corn syrup. So it's basically things that if we don't eat ourselves, we wouldn't put in the box. So that's why, you know, based on all this criteria, the products that we actually mail out tend to be really unique and healthy or organic or all natural.
So is everything organic and healthy? I mean, everything has to be, like you said, you have to be able to read the ingredients. So that's actually a nice plus. Everything has to be sort of a natural, organic type of, I need to know what this means in the ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, we don't deliberately go out to source for only organic stuff or all natural stuff, but because of all these criteria that we put in, somehow the product is either all natural or either organic or either handmade by some small producers. And you know small producers usually use really high quality ingredients.
Right. Because I'm looking at some of the stuff on your site. And people, let me just throw a couple of things. And she's right. They're very unique. You have something called chocolate-covered wasabi peas.
Yes.
So you got a little sweet, a little hot going on there.
Yep. A little bit like, you know, eating horseradish with chocolate.
Oh,
my gosh. And that's
what that I is love so unique.
It is. It is. That was in our March box. And like you mentioned just now, Andrew Zimmerman is curating our upcoming April box. So it was so funny that I met him at an event a couple months ago, and you know, I told him what I was doing. He's really a big fan, and he loves the cause that you know we contribute to, like helping hungry children all across America. And he's like, yeah, he and his team. Said, oh, yeah, we'll be more than happy to work with you, you know, curate a box. And the box is themed after his book called Weird, Wild, and Wonderful. And but we do have to promise that there'll be no bugs, no crickets in the box.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, you know Andrew now. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'll try something maybe once, but I don't know about any bugs
No
or
bugs, no great.
cockroaches or grasshoppers or, you know.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm looking at some other stuff here. Okay, you have we have chocolate covered fortune cookies. OMG. We have grab and go spice nut blend, honey cinnamon almonds, naturally flavored dried cranberries, tomato basil sipping broth. I mean, there's stuff that you just don't even think about that is even out there, and you have it in a goodie box.
Yep, exactly. We want to make it fun. We want to help consumers discover all these products that you might not even know they actually exist. And the cool thing about our service is, we sent you a box for you to try. If you love it, you can always come back to our shop to purchase more of what you love. So this way, you don't have to feel like, you're wasting food. Like, if I purchase a full-size item at a supermarket and I really didn't like it, and then, I have to throw it away.
And you said that the products that we get in the boxes, they are full size. They're not like just, a little small little.
They're usually single serving sizes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not full sizes.
They're not like
It's enough to
Costco
tease
size.
you. It's enough to tease you, and then when you fall in love, you'll come back to buy more.
Right. They're not as big as I go to Costco.
Oh no, definitely not. No,
And
I
why do we
can't
need
deceive
that
you.
much food?
Yeah.
And you said that the cost per month to join this, and how do you get started?
So basically, you just go to lovelyfood.com and sign up for a subscription. We have different plans, either month to month, which is $10 a month plus $2 shipping, or if you just want to sign up for a 6 months or 12 months prepaid plan, they are like a annual plan. You just pay $10, that's $120 for a year, and it comes with free shipping.
Okay, and what if I decided that, well, I may have enough, or I, heavens no, I would never want to stop eating food. But what if you had it? You say, okay, I want to end my membership. Is it hard to just stop the membership, or do you get penalized, or?
Oh, penalized? No, we don't do
Yeah.
that.
Let me throw some chocolate at you to see, make sure you really want to cancel this order.
It really easy to cancel. If you want to cancel, just log in with your email password and click on my account, and there's a cancellation button there. And the cool thing about another service that we provide to our tasters, our subscribers, is after you taste something, you can, always come back to the site either to buy more or tell us what you think. We want to know, we want your review, we want your feedback, we want to know whether you like the product. So every time you give a feedback, you get to earn points. So
Wow.
you can use the points to purchase products from our site for free.
So if I decide, if I got a box, IWE, and I saw, I want to get on YouTube, and I want to let the world know that I just got sent this fabulous, let me see. Okay, here we go. Whole wheat apple fig bars, which is my favorite. And do I go and I do a I'm so in love with it that I'm doing a YouTube video. Hi, this is Juanita. I am letting you know about these fig bars. They are amazing. Do you welcome that type of feedback?
Of course. We actually have a lot of people that are big fans of ours. They go on YouTube and actually videotape their unboxing experience.
Wow.
They actually will tape the whole experience opening the box, reading the postcards that we send, because every box has a different theme, and
Wow.
actually literally telling their fans what they have received in the box and trying it out on a live video, and they'll upload it and they'll post it on our Facebook page too.
So you're just loving this whole idea, aren't you? I mean, you have got to just love every time you go to work or every time you go to your office and you just have to sample all this amazing stuff every day or every day and send it to us the consumer who want to experience what you're experiencing.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, think that I have the best job in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and
now,
I feel
you...
like, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, you know, if you're going to start a business, you know, you better start something you're passionate about.
Yeah, because I remember reading somewhere or someone telling me that the best job is the one that you would do it even if you didn't get paid to do it.
Yeah, then it doesn't feel like a job. It feels like fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It feels like something spectacular.
Yeah, and then, you know, every one of us on the team also feel like, you know, we're making a difference too. You know, we are still a small company. We've been around for 14 months, but we have donated more than 50,000 meals all across America in just 14 months.
So now, if I got a package and something was missing or broke or it appeared to be opened or whatever, how do I go about letting your company know that, hey, I received the package, but it looked like something got in it, it broke or something? How do I let you know about that?
Oh, it's a very straightforward process. Basically, just come back to lovewithfood.com and click on customer care. And it will, you know, just tell us the issue, and we will mail you a new box straight away.
It's just as simple as that. I love everything about this, Aiwi, and you are adorable. And you should see her picture. She is so cute. She looks like she's about 16.
Oh, no, I'm almost 40.
You look like a child on. I'm looking at your picture, and you look like you're not old enough to even have a business like this.
You are so funny. I take it as a compliment.
Aiwi Ong with lovewithfood.com. Thank you so much for being on the Beauty Father. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thank you so much, Juanita.
And all of you guys, if you're interested in learning more about this great food subscription service, log on to lovewithfood.com, and they have a couple of questions that you need to answer as far as, you know, where to ship, what the cost is, and you get your box, and you can cancel, like Aiwi said, at any time. Lovewithfood.com. We'll be right back with BarkBox. Give us about a minute. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Beauty File. That was, you know, I just got a text from a friend of mine. I'm a cookie monster, okay? Yeah, I like cookies. I like food. And I love dogs. And our next guest is going to give us some information on BarkBox. He is the CEO and co-founder of BarkBox, Matt Meeker. I'll give you a little brief description. It's a New York-based subscription e-commerce and content company serving dog owners and their four-legged friends. You know, I was looking at BarkBox. It is such a delightful, delightful service. And one of the other good things that I love about BarkBox, they have something called BarkPost. It's like a newsletter-type email that comes to you, and it gives you all the different stories about dogs of the week and different scenarios about little dogs and big dogs, and I just love everything about BarkBox. Matt Meeker, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the kind words about it. It's very nice.
Now, you have a dog, too, named Hugo.
I do, yes.
So Hugo is a big dog.
He is. He's a small pony. Hugo weighs about 140 pounds.
Oh, my. Do you have kids?
No, Hugo is my kid.
Hugo is your kid, because I was going to ask you, do your kids try to ride Hugo?
No, but neighbor kids do.
Well, I have a little dog. Her name is Binkman. Binkman is a Westie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's
my pride, my joy, the love of my life too. So I can definitely understand. Give us some information about BarkBox. I love the concept of what BarkBox is. Tell our audience exactly what BarkBox is.
Sure. We've just made something where we try to make it really easy to spoil your dog. At least once a month. We recommend you do it more often than that, but we'll help you once a month spoil your dog in a really easy, simple way, where we send out a box of toys and treats and bones and accessories and stuff that your dog would really love, and to help you discover it. Everything we send when it's treats is organic, and we tend to hope the dog is very healthy and make them healthy, and then everything's made in the USA as well.
Wow. So, Matt, how do you decide what to put in each box? I mean, do you get like a whole bunch of stuff that comes to your office as well, and then you just pick through it, or you say, okay, for March we're going to have this theme for the dogs, or how do you decide that?
Yeah, we get quite a bit of inbound suggestions, both from suppliers out there in the world, and there are thousands of amazing suppliers who are building great stuff for dogs. They send us a lot of good ideas. Our customers send us a whole bunch of good ideas, and then we've been doing this for just about a year now, and we survey after we send every box, and so we know what people have told us they love, and we try to feature those things again. Every month we're trying to curate something good, either based on the season, based on the size of your dog, the age of your dog, different themes. So February, for example, was Dental Health Month, so we tried to do a lot of products around dental health. We just try to make it really fun for the summer too. Last 4th of July, we sent a little squeaky toy that was a steak, so the dog could participate in the 4th of July festivities. Really try to keep it fun.
Yeah, I have a funny story about a real steak in my dog, but I won't go there. It's like sitting there having a little picnic, and all of a sudden you see a steak just being taken off a plate. Yeah.
Yeah, I have that challenge too, because mine can reach the counter. So he helps himself.
So tell us about membership. How can one go about the membership process?
Well, it's really simple. You come to BarkBox.com. That's all one word, BarkBox.com. And we ask you just a couple of quick questions about your dog. We ask the size of the dog, so we can send them the appropriate treats and toys for their size. We ask where we should send some stuff. We try to ask you your dog's name and birthday. So we appreciate all the dog parents in the world, but we're really trying to send it to the dog themselves. So we want to celebrate their birthday, and it's just as easy as that. And it's as little as $18 a month, and my dog. It's funny, we hear this a lot, and you've probably seen it because you talk about Bark Post, and we hear this through Facebook. Dogs know when it's coming; their tails wag, and they get super happy. They know this package is for them. So that to me is a big reason why we do it.
I think that's a great idea that you have a package that's coming especially for your dog. And your dog, like you said, your dog knows because that's, you know, I'll do this thing. Is this for Binks? Is this for Binks? And she knows that there's a box or something that I have that's for her.
Yeah, well, this has actually caused some problems now because people have told us now when any package comes, the dog starts to believe it's for them and gets a little bit nosy with it. So beware of that.
Now, you said that a lot of your products, I'm thinking the food products are organic. Is there any, like, give us a sample of what I can find in, like, March's Bark Box.
Oh, in March. You know, I don't know what's coming in March because, so one thing I'm very adamant about is trying to experience it like everyone else does. So I like the surprise of getting at home and opening it with my dog. I can tell you in February, the really popular thing, we had a toy that was shaped like a penguin. And it's your squeaky toy kind of thing that your dog loves. My dog really loved it. We had some baked treats or baked goods from Bocce's Bakery that were included. Wow. And they're a local treat supplier here in based in Brooklyn, New York, and really, really good quality product.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you this, and this is going to be a crazy question. And, you know, my boyfriend always says that, you know, I'm always sampling food. I know that a lot of dog food, it's basically, you know, your flour, your water, your sugar, whatever you put in it. It's all if it's all natural, whatever. I have actually tried a dog biscuit. I mean, because I did a commercial with a company that specialized in baked dog food, and they had this one called a garlic biscuit. It smelled so good that I had to taste it. And it was good. I mean, I ate it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't carry it around in my car like a box of biscuits in my car and eating it like a treat, but I did taste it.
So I have to admit that right along with you. We actually, there are a number of treats that we've had sent here to the office that that are made actually for you to share with your dog. And I have to admit, I ate a whole package of cinnamon ones myself. I didn't even share it with Hugo. But we're about to include one of those in a future month. So it's treats that you can share with your dog. So you're not
they
alone.
Do have that.
Yep, they do. They do.
So I'm not crazy.
Oh, no. Well, not compared to us, at least.
Exactly. A dog lover. Right. Because you want to know what your dog is eating. You want to taste it. You smell it. You want, this is good. Yeah, I'll give you one. You have one.
Yeah. And there are food suppliers who, there's a woman I met who makes food that's human grade food, and she ate it for 30 days to show just how healthy it was. So there's some good products out there. People really care about the health of their dogs and what they're eating as much as they do themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Especially if you know, you really have a love for your pet or they're a part of your family. You really want to know, for me, if it tastes, how does it taste? And if it tastes good, if I think it tastes good, then I know my dog's going to think it tastes good.
Yeah. I think the right word you said there was that when the dog's part of your family.
Right.
That's who we're for. Is when that dog is a family member, that's who we're catering to. Is the dog that the rest of the family loves so much, and they just want them to be happy and spoiled at least once a month.
Right. Now I'm reading something, and I've asked everyone this that's been on the show. You have a charity that your company supports as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we donate 10% of our proceeds to, just to help dogs in general. So of everything we sell, 10% of proceeds go to supporting dogs. The overall, the overall thing we're trying to do is just have more rescue dogs be saved and find their, what we call their forever home. And that takes a lot of different forms. Recently, we did something called the Hugo Challenge, and that was we offered $10,000 to a group or a rescuer idea that really advanced that and created an idea that could be replicated by other shelters and rescues around the world. So we want to support more and more, and if we keep growing, we can keep doing more and more good.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny that that you mentioned about shelters and rescue dogs, because a lot of people, let me ask you this first before I say this. Was your dog a rescue dog, or did you get her as a puppy, or him as a puppy, or?
Yeah, I got Hugo as a puppy.
Okay. So, because my first dog I got as a rescue, and this dog, my current dog now, I got her as a puppy as well. But I definitely do support the rescue and the shelters, and I think that's a fabulous idea that your company supports rescue groups, because a lot of people don't realize they're great dogs at the rescue places, at the shelters, and I guess the misconception that a lot of people have about shelters is that the dogs are either mutts or they're crazy or they're bad or whatever. But you get a lot of purebred dogs there as well, and you get great, great dogs, great companions.
Oh yeah, yeah. And my co-founders are better people than me. My one co-founder has two rescue dogs that she has, and then my other he's a foster parent for dogs. So every week, right now, he's got two foster dogs living with him, and they're always just the best dogs. They're so cute and so good, and we like to support. I think my co-founder, who is a foster, he's a foster for a rescue here in Brooklyn called Badass Brooklyn, and they just have the best dogs. So yeah, I would encourage anyone to go to a shelter or go to a rescue event one time. You'll see. You'll be hooked. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is, and it's like, you know, you can't you fall in love with the fact that the dogs that are there or the animals that are there, they're just so wanting to just please, and they just so want to just be a part of your life. And I'm telling you, only having a dog in my life for the last almost 20 years, I couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah, completely agree.
And to have a service like BarkBox, I think that's such a fabulous, fabulous idea to have something that's catered to your four-legged friend.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Very nice. Now, we're glad you like it.
Now, before I let you go, Matt, give us some more information on BarkBox. How do you get started? What does a person need to do when they log in to BarkBox.com? Tell us exactly what we need to do, and for the person who is interested in subscribing to your service.
Yeah, so just visit BarkBox.com. There's a big green Get Started button there. Just click on that, and then tell us the size of your dog and where we can send the package. The three sizes of the dog, they're small, medium, large, but we call them small and cute, just right, and big and bold. So my Hugo is big and bold. Tell us how long you want it for and where we send it, and it's easy as that.
And how about membership, as far as if I decide that I only want to do it for 3 months or 2 months or a month or whatever, can I cancel? Can I, you know, is it hard to cancel the membership once you start?
No, it's very easy. We offer, you can sign up for 1 month, 3 months, or 6 months at a time.
Okay.
And you can keep that going as long as you want, but you can cancel anytime. You can cancel right on the website, and if you slip up and forget to do it on the website, you can just send us an email, and our support team here is overly friendly, so they'll be happy to help you out too.
And what if a person goes out of town or is traveling or whatever, and they need to hold a delivery or something? I mean, do you let people know when the package is coming to you, or you know, will I have a chance to say, hey, Matt,
yep.
I'm you know. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The package ships on the 15th of every month. So today, they're all going out. So if you're on the East Coast, because it's close, we get it there in about 2 days. And if you're on the West Coast, it takes 4 or 5. But everything goes out on the 15th.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you definitely can kind of gauge when a package is available or when it arrives, and so you won't miss any missed packages. Because I know a lot of people have asked me, if I travel, will I still be able to get a package?
Yeah. And we send out all these people that are getting their March Bark Box today. We send out tracking numbers to them so they know where it is. And if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time and you want us to skip a month or something like that, you can just send us an email and we'll do that for you too.
Oh, great. Well, Matt Meeker with BarkBox.com, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. We really appreciate it, and it's a wonderful subscription service, and I am a fan, and I will definitely be one of your new members.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's really kind. And thanks for having me. That was really nice.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And coming up next, we are going to be talking with Juan Table. Give us about a minute. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. And just when you are tired of learning and wanting more information, no, you're not tired. Let me take that back. Just when you thought that it couldn't get any better, I mean, the subscription box industry is amazing. Joining me now, president of OneTable.com is, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Jaleem Getz.
It's Jalam, but yes, Juanita. Nice
Jalam. I like it even better. Jalam. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I love how that just rolled off your tongue, Jalam.
Yeah, well, I've been saying it a while. I've had it my whole life. So thank you again for having me on your show.
This is amazing. You know, this speaks to everything that I love, beauty, makeup, women that love makeup and beauty profiles or whatever. I'll give you a brief overview of Juan Table. Am I saying that correctly?
It's Wantable, yes.
Wantable, okay.
Yeah,
Wantable, okay. And Wantable is a discovery platform for women interested in exploring new brands and categories. Wantable offers a completely personalized box for each customer based on a series of questions she answers, known as her beauty profile. I love that. Tell us
You're
about
right,
Wantable.
Yes. First off, Wantable is relatively new, and we are in the discovery commerce space or subscription commerce space. We launched in August of last year with the sole mission of introducing women to brands of beauty products. Our first category was makeup, and actually in December we launched in the jewelry category as well. So for a fixed $36 a month, women get a box anywhere from 4 to 6 items of full-size makeup from top-tier brands that have a retail of between $80 and $100, sometimes even more than $100. So there are other companies out there that do similar things. Birchbox is one of the leaders in the space, a fantastic company that is also discovery commerce. But we're slightly different. Our box contains full-size products, where a lot of other competitors carry samples. So the items in your box are the very ones you would buy off of the department store shelf. And in addition, as you mentioned earlier, Juanita, we have our customers fill out a beauty profile. And that beauty profile is very specific, where we ask customers what they like. Do they like eyeshadow? Do they like lip gloss? Do they like nail polish? Do they like blush? And so on down the list. And then once they give us an indication that they like something, we then get into the specific colors or textures that they like. And the result is a personalized box that shows up at the customer's doorstep that only contains items that she likes.
Yeah, because
so
I'm
far,
looking
the
fans, at...
It's been a fantastic review so far. We're very excited, and our customers seem to really love the boxes we sent them.
I can imagine, because I'm looking at one of the boxes you have available for March. You have the March makeup box, and one of my favorite makeup people, Robert Jones, but you have full-size makeup products, you know, not the samples, like he said. You don't get any samples. And you get a personalized, packed beauty stuff from a very world-renowned makeup artist.
That is correct. So in this particular case, for March, we're very pleased to announce, even though we're a young company, that we were able to develop a relationship with Robert Jones. And as you mentioned, Robert is a world-renowned makeup artist. So what Robert did for us for March is he went in and reviewed all the makeup that we had available to make sure that it met his exacting standards. And also, he created a special box, what he calls the pop box, a special box that customers can buy one-off. They'll know exactly what they're getting from Robert's box. Or they can continue down our normal process, which is the personalized discovery process. So there's actually two options in the makeup category for March, and I would say they're equally popular. People either like Robert's hand-picked items that are matched to them, or they like mm-hmm. Robert's specific box that he created to capture this one look for the pop box.
And he also gives you application instructions. How cool
Absolutely.
Is that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a key piece of our discovery model is when the box arrives, it has full detailed instructions on why we like those products, maybe how you can apply those products to achieve a particular look. In Robert's case, he went so far to put together a full video explaining how to achieve a specific look that he likes for this spring. So it's both great products that you can discover as well as top-level content from people like Robert Jones to help you apply that product to achieve a specific look.
So I go online, I check you out, I answer the beauty questions. Like some of the beauty questions that a person would have to answer, or the beauty profile.
What types of questions do we ask? Is that what you
yeah,
ask?
Like yeah. Right, like the beauty profile. Like, what are some of the questions that you probably would ask?
Of course. So we start at the top level and we ask about products. We would say, Juanita, do you like blush? Do you like eyeshadow? Do you like mascara? Do you like nail polish, lipstick, or lip gloss? And you would tell us if you love those particular categories, if you like those categories, or if you dislike those categories. And then based on your answers to those questions, for instance, on nail polish, we would say, what types of colors do you prefer? And then beyond that, we might ask textures. Do you like matte finishes? Do you like gloss finishes? That's how we build the profile. So our profile is more product-specific, so that we get an idea of the things that you like in terms of color, in terms of texture, in terms of categories of product. And then we pull from our hundreds of product assortments in our distribution center to get the 4 to 6 items that are perfect for you.
I love that. Because you don't get something, a box in the mail that has a nail color that's like, I don't like this. Why are they, you know, what am I going to do with this? And you're more specific because you've told me, I've told you that I like this particular color, this particular mascara, this particular type of shadow. I don't like this, but I do like that. I love that idea.
You're exactly right, and thank you very much. It was based on feedback from our customers and feedback on other subscription services that we had seen that most customers liked some items in the boxes that they were receiving from our competitors, and we decided, why don't we build each box one at a time as if each customer is unique? And that's exactly what we do. And on top of that, just in case our customers get something that they don't like or less than thrilled with, every order has a return label included. So customers keep what they want, send back anything if they don't, and they get a full credit. Shipping both ways is always free.
That's a nice idea. I love that idea.
Yeah, thank you. And we think that it really, I mean, our customer satisfaction has been fantastic. And we think that really differentiates ourselves from the other boxes that are out there. Not that they're not fantastic. There's a lot of great companies doing this. But the ability to return the products, the ability to have a personalized profile, and the ability to get only full-size products as opposed to samples, we think carves out a very unique niche for us that our so far our customers just seem to love.
And then once a person gets the product and she falls in love with the product and says, you know, I really like this stuff, where do they buy? Can they buy from your site, or do you tell them where they can get it? Or
Right. We kind of view ourselves as a matchmaker for products. So instead of having a particular agenda where we're carrying a full line of products that we may want to push on the customer and have a biased view, we really try and take an unbiased view and say, hey, look, here are the products that you received. We hope that you like them. We think that you will like them because they pass our exacting standards from our makeup artists like Robert Jones. And if you do like them, then we give you the full details of where you can find that product at retail or directly from the manufacturer. And maybe over time we might start selling some of these products, but today our real focus is on having that wow factor for the customer when she receives the box and that new opportunity for that brand to be exposed to a fantastic new customer. So we kind of see ourselves as the match.com, if you will, for products.
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. I'm like, you're just like a matchmaker where I'm gonna point you to the guy. Now it's up to you to get the guy.
Exactly. Well, we deliver the product, and if you want to keep the product or keep the guy in your analogy, they're free to do so.
And then you just mentioned something else. You said something about jewelry. You're doing jewelry too?
Exactly. New jewelry is our newest category. We just launched in December, so we've had it going a few months. Very similar model to our beauty category. Women come to the website, fill out a profile, tell us the categories of products that they like, earrings, necklaces, what types of earrings, or rings, what size rings, brooches, bracelets, so on. And then we get into styles or colors. They like gold tones, silver tones. We ask a series of questions based on their answers to their first questions. And then exactly the same way, we have boutique brands of jewelry that we then curate a small assortment for each customer one at a time.
Wow.
So a customer will get anywhere from 3 to 5 pieces of jewelry in the mail, same price, $36 to subscribe, or $40 for a one-time purchase. Shipping is always included, and it's the same, similar concept.
So you get the product. If you don't like it, you have a return label. You send it back. You get credit. And you, now, do you have pictures of the of jewelry or pieces on your site?
No, we don't. We don't do that. We elected Juanita not to do that because we feel that our algorithm is very good, and our job is to introduce women to new products. And we think the traditional browsing experience is fantastic for a certain segment of customers, but having a new box, when you've had a long day at work, you come home and you see this beautiful wantable box there, you open it up, and you have just 6 items to look at, and you look at those items, and we tell you why we picked them for you. We think it kind of creates a new, just a completely neat way to discover products. You know, you have this great girlfriend that's wantable, and she went shopping for you today, pick out some great things that she thought you would like, and you're checking them out at home. And if you love them, you keep them. If you don't, you send them right back to them.
And you said earlier, you're basically, you don't really need to have photos on your site. When you're getting a detailed profile of what this person likes, they are getting exactly what they say they like in a box, a spectacular box each month. and they go through it. They don't, what they love, what they don't love, or whatever. But you're very specific about making sure that this is what I'm sending you based on what you sent me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to be very specific, and we have to be great at our jobs, because if we're not great at our jobs, our customers will send the product back.
Right.
Because we make it very easy for them to do so. They don't have to call us. They don't have to go online and print a label. That label's right there.
Right.
Included in every single box. No charge. Just send it right back to us. And our return rate is exceptionally low, very, very low, because our stylists are so particular to make sure we get to know our customers, really understand the answers to their questions, and then only pick things that we think that they'll like. And it's a fantastic value. For the price of, you know, maybe one or two items, you're getting anywhere from 4 to 6 items. $36 from anywhere from $80 to $100 worth of product.
You just answered my. I was going to ask you about the what would you think the cost would be for getting all that? That's a very good deal.
Yeah, we think so, and we think so far our customers are responding very well.
So you get one. So you pay one price for makeup and one price for jewelry.
For jewelry, and you don't have to. You can subscribe to either category, and that's really what Responsible does. Is you can say, I like the jewelry category. I want to subscribe to that, or makeup.
Right.
Or change back and forth depending on your mood that month. And in the future, once we really master both of these categories, we'll be adding new categories that our female customers want.
What about lingerie?
Lingerie is in my list. It's very interesting that you mentioned that. So what we would call soft goods. So, hosiery or scarves or hats or mittens or things like that are kind of in the soft category, as well as, you know, lingerie, soft goods category is something we're talking to our customers about.
I feel warm and fuzzy all over. Just the thought of just getting this every month. A pleasant beauty surprise every month.
Exactly right. That's our goal. We want our customers to smile every time they see the box.
Oh, Wantable. And I'm so sorry that I pronounced it wrong. I should have called first and asked you, just like your first name, because I like how you said it, Jelaine. But Wantable is that, tell us, I always ask my guests to do this before they leave. Give us some information about Wantable, how they can get on the subscription list, and any information you want to give our listening audience.
Absolutely. You can just go to Wantable.com and check us out there. It's WANTABLE.com. Go online, fill out a beauty profile, and see what products you're matched with. There's never an obligation to buy. You can take the profile as many times as you like, and you can buy a box one time with no strings attached for $40 or subscribe for $36, and our subscription can be canceled at any time. So you hit that first box, and you say that it's not for you, send it back, cancel your subscription, no obligation to continue.
And
so
I think our customers
will love it when they discover it.
Well, before I let you go, I just got an email. Someone said, do you ship outside of the U.S.?
Today we do not. We are a U.S.-only based company. Thank you for asking. We will be entering the Canadian market very soon, I believe by the end of May. That will be the first international market, with other markets after that. But any international customers that you have listening today, please send us a note at hello@wantable.com, and we'll get you on the list so when we go to your country, we can serve your needs as well.
I will definitely, and I'm keep getting emails for you, but we're running out of time, so I am so sorry. I will probably have you on again because I'm getting a lot of email right now. But Mr. Guest from Wantable.com, thank you so much for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for having me. Have a great afternoon. Take care, Wantable.
You have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you for having such a fabulous, fabulous website. I love it.
Thank you.
And, I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of your emails for Mr. Guest. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all your emails because we got emails for Chris, for Matt, we also got emails for Iwee. So, we'll try to answer those for you as quickly as we can. I'll send it to them, and then they can send me back their answers. But thank you so much for being on the Beauty Files, my guest being on the Beauty Files with Juanita, and thank you for listening. Don't know what we're going to do. No, I know. Making extra loot. in this bad economy. Yeah, we got a lot of home businesses and businesses that you can start at home to make some extra loot for those people who are aching for some money. Yeah. So join us on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Beauty Files of Juanita. Until then, you have a beautiful afternoon. Take care. Bye-bye.